In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. As the rest of the world celebrates the summer solstice, the Catholic Church rejoices instead in the birth of Saint John the Baptist. We know with historical accuracy that this today is the correct day to celebrate the birthday of Saint John the Baptist, because Scripture tells us his mother, Saint Elizabeth, was already expectant with him for 6 months when the angel appeared to Our Lady and announced that she would be the Mother of God, and Our Lord became incarnate on that day. And so, Holy Mother Church in Rome had access to the records that the Roman Empire took of the census, which occurred in the year of Our Lord's birth. And so the fathers of the Church could proclaim with great certainty that it was the Church of Rome who knew exactly when Our Lord was born, on December 25th. And the rest of us, we could work out, 6 months from December 25th is today, June 24th. And so with great historical accuracy, we can proclaim that the precursor of Our Lord, Saint John, who went before the Lord to prepare the Jewish people to receive the Messiah, was indeed born today. But it is not just an historical fact. It is part of God's eternal plan that it would be today the anniversary of Saint John's birth. This is proclaimed to us by nature itself. Think of the wonderful words that St. John said about our Lord and himself. He said of Christ, "He must increase and I must decrease." And from now on, until the birth of our Lord, the sun will continue to decrease, in the sense that the days will continue to become shorter from now on until December 25th, and that from our Lord's birth, he who is the true light of the world, the light who came into the world and the darkness could not comprehend it, after his birth, the days will become longer. The light, the natural light, will increase. This shows us the reality of our faith. When St. John preached Christ, what did he say? He said, "Behold the Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world." He didn't say, here comes someone with a very interesting message, or here comes someone with a way to make your life easy. Here comes someone with a message that will make all the bad things go away. No, here is the Lamb of God, who by his own death takes away the sins of the world. It is important for us, I think, to remember that our Catholic faith is not one option amongst many religious traditions. It is either the truth or it's nothing. Our Lord said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." Not a way, not a truth, not a life. It is a matter of life and death. St. John knew this, and so he, with all the power of the Holy Spirit that had been given him, went out into the wilderness, into the desert. He lived a very ascetical life, eating very difficult food, wearing rough clothing, all because he had this single-minded purpose of pointing out Christ when Christ came. All of us, to some extent, share in that mission of St. John the Baptist. At our baptism, we are anointed priest, prophet, and king. And part of our prophetical mission is to proclaim Christ to those who do not know him. Now, it's important that we do this by our way of life, by walking before the Lord in worthiness, so that people, by seeing our good deeds, will be able to know that we are sincere Christians. But we also have to be bold in our words. We are human beings and we can't live apart from language. It's not enough just for us to go about our lives quietly and trying to be good Christians ourselves. We have a duty to share the joy that we have received with others. This is what St. John the Baptist did even in the womb of his mother. When his mother, St. Elizabeth, heard the message of Our Lady, heard her greeting, what did her child do? He leapt for joy. St. John the Baptist was filled with the Holy Spirit. He leapt with joy. Even though he could not use his words yet, he communicated by an unseen power the joy he felt at being in the presence of the Lord. As Holy Mass continues, let us ask for that grace to, like St. John the Baptist, be filled with the joy that comes from being in the Lord's presence. That being close to him, we will have that joy, and that joy will never be taken from us when we share it with others. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.